For you, mentalhealthmn.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
It's Friday. Good morning. May the 30th. I'm looking at my printout here. My weather printout says mostly sunny, but then I'm looking outside going, yeah, I don't think so. And 63 degrees. And what she always does, coming in here and keeping me up to date on things, Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management. Good morning.
Good morning.
And this is kind of a mix of some light clouds, but we got smoke again,
folks.
We got haze.
It is a smoky haze.
It's a smoky haze.
And
again.
It's not going to get any better.
Oh,
it's going to get worse before it gets better. The northern half of Minnesota, northern half of Wisconsin, northern half of Michigan, air quality alerts all over the place. North Dakota doesn't typically issue air quality alerts, so you're not really going to see anything as far as an alert on the North Dakota side. Maybe they might issue something, not really sure on that.
Okay.
But Minnesota has an air quality alert until 6 p.m., I believe, on Sunday. So, I mean, the whole weekend.
You're going to be smoky and hazy.
Yep, and this is beyond the smoke that you just see in the atmosphere. You're going to see this on lower levels. You're going to smell it.
Mm.
It's considered unhealthy for most populations.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind if you have outdoor activities planned over the weekend. You really don't want to be out for long periods of time breathing in the smoke just because there's going to be fine particles in the air. So if you do have any sort of breathing difficulties or you're in a sensitive population, make sure that you're going to be staying inside to help reduce some of those impacts that could happen. But anybody with asthma, allergies, respiratory issues, you're going to feel it this weekend. So just be prepared that that's going to be the situation until Sunday evening.
Okay.
But then moving into Monday, things should get better, and there's rain in the forecast too, and that's going to help a little
It'll
bit
clean
too
it
in
out,
Monday
yeah.
and Tuesday. So we just got to get through this weekend. But from what I've read about the wildfire forecast in Canada, this is probably going to be a reoccurring problem for us throughout the summer this year.
Like it was last year.
It was. And the fire forecast in Canada is worse this year than it was last year. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed that hopefully the jet stream works in our favor and carries the smoke into other locations.
Yeah.
But this weekend, we have the bullseye on us. So just be aware if you're going to be doing anything outside or if you're heading out to the lakes that you should try not to be outside for long periods of
but just,
time.
Yeah, and just know what's going on when you look outside.
Exactly.
What is the deal here?
Absolutely.
The only upside to this is that it makes for some beautiful sunsets.
It absolutely
That's the only upside
yep.
to that.
That is as long as the smoke stays to a level where you can still see it.
Yeah, right?
Which it could be pretty thick over the weekend. So don't expect to see any blue sky.
Okay.
It's just going to be a
it's
smoky
us
weekend.
This, yeah, this time around it's
yep,
us.
Yep, okay. Exactly.
Fantastic. So,
not fantastic.
Well,
don't
no,
say
no.
That.
I mean, not fantastic that way, but yeah, you know what I mean.
I know.
Geez, I'm glad it's the end of the week.
Absolutely.
I missed
Friday.
You last week. Okay.
Yeah.
It was just like, I can't get my weekends going if I don't have my Brianna fix.
I know. Well, it was a long weekend, holiday weekend.
I know. No, I get and I just thought, no, I got to cut her some slack here because she's got other things to do rather than come in and, you know, make me happy.
Not that I don't enjoy coming in here on Fridays because I do.
All right. And scouts, archery, that's all kind of not much going on, kind of the tweener
archery's
time.
Wrapped up until December, so we've got quite a ways before that happens again. And the scouts are all getting ready for summer camps.
Okay.
The Cub Scouts are going to, I think, Parker Scout Reservation later this summer. The troop is going to Medora in a few weeks, and then they're going to camp in Wisconsin later in July. Yep, they're going to Tomahawk in Wisconsin, so they're pretty excited about that. There's a lot of stuff you can do at that camp that you can't do at some of our council camps here. So
how cool is that?
They're excited to go horseback riding and go to a logging camp and do all sorts of things over there. So
it's like they're out on tour. I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yep, so they're pretty excited about that. But they did just finish up their Memorial Day service project over at the cemetery in Wahpeton.
How'd that go?
You know, they do flags both in the morning, and then they clean up all of those flags in the afternoon.
Oh,
so
man.
Another group comes in and puts flags, like the small flags on all the service members' sites there. And they go through and they collect hundreds and hundreds of flags in the evening to get all of those packed up for the next holiday. But typically, if you're seeing the large flag poles out at the cemetery, those are being put up by the scouts. So they put that up in the morning and then they go back in the evening and they take them down. So it's a considerable amount of work. It's a lot of walking.
Yeah, I
know.
You got
to take those poles apart and storage and fold the flags. And
but I tell you what,
to
families of the fallen military, that means a ton.
Oh, absolutely.
So God bless the scouts.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity for them to not only learn about respect for those who have served our country, but also respect for flags and how to put them away. That's a huge part of scouting, is to show reverence.
Right.
So it's a huge thing for them to do that every year. So
great. Well, thank you for the catch up here. You'll be in next Friday?
Absolutely.
Okay. And we can hopefully we'll be rid of the smoky stuff by then.
Yes, I hope so. Well, Boy State is 2 weeks away.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, we can talk about that next time, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Because that is huge.
Absolutely. So that's on the agenda. Otherwise, hopefully we don't have any severe weather coming in. Small possibility on Monday, so stay tuned on that. Just make sure you have multiple ways to receive warnings on Monday. Mm-hmm. Or keep checking the Facebook page, Wilkin County Emergency Management on Facebook, and I usually share what the Weather Service is sharing as far as predictions and warnings and et cetera.
So, have a plan.
Absolutely.
Brianna, great having you in here.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You as well.
9:13 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450. KBMW, good morning.